This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
So does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Just joined us. We were talking to the food babe about areas of our lives that we can take back from the social engineers. Now, we've had a lot of callers like Nick, who's listening on 1340 AM in California, and Bill, listening on shortwave, and Patty, listening on iPad, and Leno, listening on InfoWars streams. And Tim and others, we're going to get to all of you. I know it's about what I brought up in the first hour. Then we're going to segue into other subjects and other news, but folks are welcome to call in. Everybody knows, I don't bash Muslims for being Muslims. I don't bash Catholics for being Catholics, Protestants for being Protestants. I don't bash Jews for being Jews, Germans for being Germans, Mexicans for being Mexicans. I bash, though, individuals when they're clearly want my guns, say my kids belong to them, are promoting abortion, are promoting GMO, are promoting scams like carbon taxes. If you do any, or you randomly want to just kill somebody, like you just randomly want to kill police for no reason, I'm against that. Or you want to randomly kill black people, say, or white people, I'm against that. Seems like common sense, huh? I mean, it's nothing special. But nowadays, it's kind of weird. Pope Francis has an edict on climate change. The headline says it will anger deniers in U.S. churches. And he says we've got to get behind and adopt the U.N. plan, which will kill about a million people, according to Lord Monckton, who is a Catholic, I should add, and stands up for human life. So I've always been able to say, you know, at least the Catholic Church is pro-life when people criticize it. Well, this is bad. And I'll also ask the Catholics that are calling in, am I wrong? But I thought it was canon law that you couldn't have a Jesuit as the Pope. And I'm not even here bashing the Jesuits. A lot of our guests that come on that really fight tyranny, like Ray McGovern and others, you know, are Jesuit trained. I judge people by people, but this does not look good. And then the mainstream media is always saying how great this guy is and Obama's praising him. I mean, what's next? Nick in California, thanks for holding. You're listening on 1340. Go ahead.
Thank you for your time, Alex. I'm so disappointed I didn't see you in Santa Cruz. It's computer-generated. You know, it's a lot about how you, the mentality and how you walk on this ground level. You talk about the fine print on these labels. You have to be so rushed you can't read them. A while back you were talking about brainstorming, and I was brainstorming, and you were with this guy talking about immigration, and now I'm going, we need those Mexicans because they are not flat-footed. They got here on their own thing, and you were talking earlier about how we see things. I'm a borderline flat-foot. I'm very lightweight. This place is methyl bromided half the time of the year. There's a valley in San Francisco. They have six zones of fuel blend additives. It all concocts. It ends up here.
No, you're right. I mean, our water is poison, and I get the cliche is pretty accurate that Latin American, Mexican workers, smart, hardworking people. Not now. Latin America has had a huge population boom. It's collapsed, and criminal dregs or welfare heads, you know, people that wear 6X underwear are showing up, and they're ordering 30,000 pairs of them. So folks are coming up here to get a free ride. The country's bankrupt. And so the cliche that the people all coming up here want to work is just that, a big, fat, giant cliche. Now, what tends to happen with Latin Americans is they will get welfare and work on the side because they like two paychecks. So I guess you could say that's better than poor whites or blacks who will, on average, look at the demographic numbers, will just sit there and not work on welfare. But it's almost worse because they'll work for less. That drives down the wages. So the globalists are for open borders. I'm against it.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
When I first got online and I seen the price of the X2 and the DNA Force, I was a little hesitant, but I pulled the trigger on it. It has changed my life. I've been taking it for about 24 days now, pounding the weight, staying in shape.
InfoWarsLife.com. You've heard the callers of the show.
Several months back, I started taking your Nason Iodine and your Supermeal. Prior to this, I was barely walking. Now I'm able to function as a human again.
Whether it's Survival Shield, Nason Iodine, or DNA Force, Supermeal Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Lung Cleanse, Fluoride Shield, Oxy Powder. I believe that all of these products will blow you away like they've done the thousands of other customers that have visited InfoWarsLife.com.
That's true. Just amazing what it's able to do to actually detox in the body. It's great stuff.
If I'm going to promote something, it's got to be something I personally use and that I believe in. Check out InfoWarsLife.com today and the entire line of groundbreaking, cutting-edge, hardcore products.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Now, we had the Food Babe on talking about the globalist fight to stop GMO labeling and a lot more and some of the victories. But in the first hour, I raised the point and opened the phones on Pope Francis coming out and saying he's issued an edict on climate change that we should just adopt the UN program in whole. It bans single-family homes, bans most people having cars, puts taxes on basically everything you can imagine, shuts down the family farm. It is a dark age selectively enforced upon enemies of the globalist. And having the leader of 1,200,000,000 people come out and say that is a big deal. Pontiff hopes to inspire action at next year's UN meeting in Paris in December after visits to Philippines and New York. We have beaten back this onslaught that is a total takeover. Now, I don't want to spend the rest of the hour on this. You're welcome to call in about it. We have loaded phones. I said I wanted to hear from Catholics specifically if they're upset about this. And I should have just said people, period, but I don't want to turn it into just a bunch of bashing or worship or whatever. The point is, this has been done, and it's very anti-life. Not in my view, but in the facts. Lord Monckton, a prominent Catholic, who's done analysis of this, says it'll kill about 1 billion people over 10 years, and that's a conservative number. This is total anti-human activity. You know, when Obama comes out and says, you know, we need to have carbon taxes and Africans can't have cars or air conditioners, I'm upset about it. Not because Obama's black, but because he's a eugenicist. And when the Pope comes out and says this, I'm not attacking him because he's Catholic. I'm attacking his stance to do this that I know is a total fraud. So I think Catholics particularly who disagree with this should let it be heard directly to the Vatican itself and as well to your local diocese. Just like when they have Protestant groups come out and promote open borders or gun control, you need to protest that. You need to say no to that. I mean, we need to stop letting major religious organizations push the globalist agenda. You know, you notice that the Pope came out and endorsed the Second Amendment. They'd say, how dare you be political? But when he does this, oh, Obama's praising him. I mean, it's just crazy. The IRS is auditing tens of thousands and harassing Christian churches, libertarian churches, patriot churches, veterans groups, you name it. Admittedly, it's political persecution. That's been released in the documents, and that's okay. See, it's all selective, just like the carbon taxes will be selective. Let's go ahead and go to Bill in Wisconsin. You're on the air. What's your take on this?
Yeah, Alex, first of all, if we can say it, Happy New Year. But anyway, I am what's known as a traditional Catholic, born and raised in the Catholic Church. And years ago, my parents and myself and many others began to detect some changes within the church that were not Catholic. It does not go to this current occupant of the papal see, Francis. It goes back to the Vatican Council II. And they made major changes in doctrine and in the apostolic succession. And consequently, there is an alternative. There are traditional Catholic pockets of resistance throughout the world. We say that the see is vacant. In other words, since John the 23rd, Paul the 6th, John Paul the 2nd, and now this so-called Francis, that they are occupiers, just like we have occupiers within our government. They are occupiers within the Catholic Church, deliberate subverters who have brought about these changes not only to bring havoc in the world, but to destroy the means of grace for Catholics and anyone else that would want to become a Catholic. And consequently, you know, you can go back and see how Freemasons and these anti-Catholic groups infiltrated the church over 100 years ago, but they did not have the control of the papal see, which they now have since this bogus council promoted all of these things. Now, I would like to put out a website that people can go to and find out about these traditional Catholic pockets of resistance. And it's CMRI.org, CMRI.org. We go 3.5 miles, not every Sunday, 3.5 hours, I'm sorry, wife corrected me here, 3.5 hours to attend a traditional mass, not this bogus thing that goes on in your parish and in the diocese. They are all under the thumb of the New World Order. And consequently, there is a solution. There is a way that people can still practice their traditional Catholic faith, fight the New World Order, and stop what's going on in the world.
Well, as soon as I saw mainstream media that was always bashing Catholics switch to worshiping, and I understand in the research what you're saying about this happening, you know, 60, 70 years ago, but now I think it's really a cherry on top. I mean, I'm not a Catholic, but I'm going from research and just memory. isn't it in the doctrine, like a long time ago, that a Jesuit cannot be pope?
Well, they're not supposed to take titles and things like that. But you'll notice Francis does not call himself or sign himself as Pope Francis. He says simply Francis. Last night on 60 Minutes, there was almost the entire show on the Vatican and on Francis and so forth. And it showed, you know, Francis has his own rabbi, and the rabbi says, Francis is a revolutionary. He understands what's going on, okay? But most Catholics sitting in the pew have no idea. They changed the idea of going to Mass on Sunday to Saturday night. They like that. They can go Saturday night, then they can watch all the football games, and they can do this and that. And they've taken away a lot of the traditions of penance and prayer and things like that that made them Catholics, and you know, you might disagree with it, but kept them in line. They were having big families. Now they're not. They were not, of course, and now they call it annulment. Okay? Henry VIII was booted out of the Catholic Church, took almost the entire nation, okay, because of what was, they wouldn't let him have his second wife, third wife, fourth wife, fifth wife, sixth wife. You know, this was the Catholic Church standing up against something that was wrong, sin. And therefore, now if a Catholic doesn't like the wife that he's married, well, we can go and get an annulment. No. What God has joined together, let no man put asunder. So that's what's going on, good Catholics that listen to Alex. You don't have to put up with it. You can stand up for your Catholic faith, find these pockets of resistance, go to CMRI.org, and they have, listen to this, Alex, they have apostolic succession coming from an archbishop from Vietnam who saw what was going on. He was a member of the Diem family, and while he was not in the country when the rest of the family was assassinated by the CIA, it was Archbishop Tuck. So they have their apostolic succession. We are ordaining priests that provide valid sacraments. You know, it's a whole different world, and it's...
I'm familiar with that movement. I know Mel Gibson's been involved in that, so they kind of ran a psyop on him as well. Thank you so much for calling in, Bill. Let's go to Tim. This is a quick one because we're going to break here. Tim in Tennessee, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi. Hey
there. Welcome. Yes, sir.
Hi. All right. I just wanted to say, that first caller, when he said they had something on him, it had something to do with money or whatever, my idea is, yeah, they got something on him. NSA, whoever you want to think, did something. They got something on him from the, all of a sudden come out and support this nonsense. This is my thing. Here are these religious people, it doesn't matter, Catholic, Jewish, or whatever. The thing that's going on in Fukushima, it is, like, insane. It's going to destroy every living thing on this planet. After the first year it was going and nobody was doing anything about it, this nuclear engineer come out and said, if they don't take care of this, it's going to be an extinction level event on this planet, meaning everything is going to die. If these people are so into God and how, oh, God's life, this, that, and the other thing, how come they're not talking about that? They're doing something about it. That's all I want to say.
I totally agree with you, Tim. Thank you. Absolutely. When we come back, I saw this article earlier. I never covered it. I'm going to cover it and then go back to your calls. They've had a disaster. We remember it started last week, and they turned the reactor off this weekend. Remember, Ukraine is where Chernobyl happened in 1986. It's estimated by the EU it killed 1 million people. It's happened again, folks. Hopefully not as bad. Ukraine turns off reactor at its most powerful nuclear plant after, quote, accident. I mean, what is it? I used to be pro-nuclear, but they just cannot run these things properly now. Stay with us.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking Heart Body Extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What does disaster is so powerful, it unleashes a chain of mass pandemics, economic meltdowns, and violent food riots, all at the same time. NASA has already set the countdown timer, and right now the 21st century apocalypse is less than 13 months away. Former CIA Director James Woolsey says two-thirds of U.S. population could perish. In a matter of seconds, the world as we know it will cease to exist. The world's economy will be wiped out. Mass riots will follow. Ancient diseases will reemerge. How will you shield yourself and your loved ones from this upcoming apocalypse? Go to darkestdays.info to find out proven methods of protecting yourself, your loved ones, and even your entire community when this worst-case scenario unravels. That's darkestdays.info. darkestdays.info. Go there before this life-saving information becomes unavailable to the large public. Go to darkestdays.info now.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government and media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me. So I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at GunsAD.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to GunsAD.com. That's GunsAD.com. Guns80.com.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2014 for 30% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked down a river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them.
Ukraine turns off reactor at its most powerful nuclear plant after accident, the London Independence reporting. Prime Minister calls for the truth as electrical fault
revives memories of Chernobyl, which they didn't admit for over a week as well. Ukraine shut down one of the six reactors in its most powerful nuclear power plant today for the second time in a month because of an apparent electrical malfunction. How do you pronounce this? The Zaporizhia? I can't pronounce these names. How do you say that, guys?
Zaporizhia, I think.
Zaporizhia. The Zaporizhia nuclear plant. It's a cool name. Website insisted the radiation levels in the area remained normal after the sixth reactor was disconnected from the grid by the generator's internal defense mechanism. Yeah, I love how they just turn off themselves and then blow up like Chernobyl. An official statement said the plant was operating at 40% power. The reason for the outage are being investigated. Yeah, boy, I tell you, it's great what George Soros did with $5 billion of U.S. taxpayer money overthrowing the country, stirring some up with Russia. Thanks a lot. Are you for that, Putin, Alex? No. But I'm not for starting wars. I really don't like the communist Chinese leadership. If our government was on their border overthrowing stuff, trying to start a war with them, I'd be against it. Because our government's run by a bunch of special interests that are even worse. A short circuit at the same power station's third reactor contributed to a power cuts across Ukraine earlier this month. The unit is in the southeast of the country, is Europe's largest and fifth most powerful in the world. Oh, if it blows up, that ought to be nice. It generates up to 40% of Ukraine's nuclear power and switched on its first reactor in 84. The prime minister noted the previous outage during one of his cabinet sessions, urged ministers to tell the truth about the accident. His words did not go unnoticed. The term accident was, after all, the word used by the Soviet newspaper when it reported on Chernobyl disaster in Ukraine 4 days late on the 30th of April. And it took them like over a week to really admit how bad it was. They just admitted something had happened in 4 days after. By then, most of the residents of towns neighboring the plant had been evacuated, weak, stunned, and later largely forgotten. Yep, just like in Japan. So folks want to talk about Fukushima. I mean, that happened 4 years ago, 3.5 years ago? How long ago did that happen? Six General Electric reactors, big ones, over 35 years old, almost 40 years old, not supposed to be kept on more than 30 years. That radiation just eats the equipment. They're storing the waste there. That's 4 years ago. Okay, I was going from memory. Thanks. They pop in my ear and remind me of stuff. So 4 years ago, one of them was a MOX reactor that uses plutonium and uranium, the most horrid type. It blew up, and I could measure it off the electrical poles height, and I said it looked like it shot stuff a mile in the air. A year later, the New York Times admitted that it shot the reactor a mile in the air. It was not a hydrogen explosion. It achieved limited fission and exploded. And we had all these, in fact, who's the top scientist we have on routinely? We'll pop my head in a minute on Fukushima. Where's the beanie cap? He's a chemical physicist. I want to get him back on because everything he said later came out in the news. That rained down. And our media's like, it's no big deal, no problem. And then all this radioactive tuna came in, and they covered that up. And some radioactive isotopes went up over 2,000 times safe levels. So the EPA just said, oh, we'll just say it's safe now. Here's the problem with the prevailing trade winds and the jet stream. It just loops around the Earth towards Europe and then back around over us. We will get this radiation as well. But if it has melted down or had a crisis, you can count on them not to tell you. The parallels with today's conflict torn Ukraine are obvious, but a press officer for the plant said it would be a major exaggeration to describe either recent event as significant nuclear incident. The latest shutdown will be zero rated in the international nuclear scale events. And it just goes on. Who knows what the truth is? We've had reactors blow up in California and other areas, completely blow up, and they covered them up for 30 years. That salt reactor they had that radiated most of California, they just covered that up. So we'll be back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
Your house is dark, vacant. You must be gone on vacation for a while. Thanks for all the jewelry.
Don't be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone is inside watching TV and makes your home unappealing to would-be thieves.
Don't these people ever leave?
Starting at $24.95, and there's free shipping. Go to faketv.com or ask for it at your local hardware store. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Nevada. We're going to go to you in just a moment. Matt, Patty, Tom, Paul, we're going to get to everyone here today. And in fact, we're going to go to Patty first because they've been holding the longest. And then the caller from Nevada. After I run through a bunch of these calls, I want to get into media companies and executives on the hot seat in 2015. I want to look at what I call the media information singularity and give you my predictions on that. I want to get to the intensification of police getting shot or shot at. And it's a good thing that the idiots that are buying into shooting police are such bad shots. I mean, you got to be a pretty big moron to just randomly want to go shoot cops in some jurisdiction for no reason. And so it's happening in Florida, California, and other states. New York. They're shooting at police. It happened in Ferguson. And I'm going to give you my take on that because it's a very dangerous situation, obviously. And the whole thing is being financed and protected by the usual suspects. Briefly, we have some of the best water filtration systems out there, the clearly filtered, the ProPure, Pro One, and G2 filters, the cutout fluoride, you name it. These are excellent units that are very affordable. We offer them at the lowest prices you're going to find anywhere. In fact, with promo code WATER, you can get 10% off all of the water filtration systems and accessories at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase supports the broadcast. But most importantly, filtering your water is one of the biggest ways you can start detoxifying your life. And if you've got children, for heaven's sakes, they need to drink more water, obviously, and they need to drink purified water. So the entire family of systems, the Pro One, from my research, is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what I and my family use. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We have a wide selection of four or five different brands up there that we use and like, and we've independently gone out and gotten the test on them where they totally remove or down to just almost no levels everything across the board. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Make the New Year's resolution to start purifying your water. Also makes a great New Year's gift to friends and family. If you have the capital, try to help your friends and family. They've got the travel style ones as well. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And obviously, folks, in the new year, it's time, if you're going to try to lose weight or exercise or whatever, supercharge it with Survival Shield X2 Nation Iodine that nobody else has, a special proprietary type that's just supercharged my life and helped detoxify me. The classic Survival Shield is available as well. It's not as strong, a little more palatable for children. Such huge deficiencies out there of iodine, or folks aren't getting the type that's unbound, that actually goes right into your bloodstream. The Secret 12 proprietary blend of organic B12 that's more absorbable than the other sublinguals out there. It's closer to the, well, it is the type people inject, but you take it in your mouth. So it's not for injection, folks, to be clear. It has a higher absorption rate. Oxy powder, great New Year's resolution. DNA Force, OccuPower. A lot of folks have eye problems, don't know it's from deficiencies. Give it a try, OccuPower. Bottom line, you're supporting the broadcast. Lung Cleanse, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, and more at InfoWarsLife.com. Got the fluoride chelating detoxing, fluoride shield in there. The southern Mexico high mountain volcanic Chiapas coffee that we import directly from the folks there and package in Colorado and ship it out to you. Wake Up America coffee. InfoWarsLife.com. Okay, let's now go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Patty in California. Patty, you're on the air.
Hey, thanks, Alex. I was raised Catholic, and just so you know, your parish is your church. It's like your little town. The diocese is like the county, which many churches can belong to. And I'm a student self-taught of eschatology, which is like the study of end times. I studied with Jehovah's Witnesses and Seventh-day Adventists, and it's really interesting. There was prophecies about this pope being the last pope by Saint Malachi. I don't know if you remember that at all.
I've heard of that.
He had made prophecies in the 12th century of the 266 following popes. He did it in the style of Nostradamus. He would write the name and a little blurb about each pope. And the last pope, he said, and I can read it, it's pretty short. In the extreme persecution of the Holy Roman Church, there will sit Peter the Roman, who will pasture his sheep. And by pasturing his sheep, that could also mean feeding his sheep. In many tribulations, and when these things are finished, the city of Seven Hills, which is considered Rome, the city of Seven Hills will be destroyed, and the terrible judge will judge his people. The end. So I've been really watching this pope because he was supposed to be the last pope. And, you know, he started out really good, Pope Francis. And they're like, well, maybe he's the last of the, you know, bad popes, and he's the start of the good popes or whatever. But when I saw what was going on with him hooking up with the whole climate change thing, I'm thinking he might be making a deal with the devil to feed his sheep literally when like when you had Stephen Quayle on last week who said that there was food shortages in the Dakotas, and we know that the prices of food have quadrupled in the Ukraine over the past year with what's going on with the oil prices. It's all kind of related, you know, that we could be seeing food shortages, and he could be making preparations to feed his people. And that could be why he's doing this deal, because the whole climate change thing is interconnected with the food and the food supply.
Well, I mean, that's going to cut the food off is the whole point of they bring in carbon taxes worldwide. They had carbon taxes for 2 years, and it devastated Australian agriculture. Folks have no idea how evil this is. It is total control of every facet and every detail of our lives by a UN council. And that's what he's calling for, and we need to spur a debate about this. Thank you so much, Patty. Lino in Nevada, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex. This is the first time I've listened to you, and I've been listening to you, I think, just for a few months. I don't usually call on your show. I just listen for information purposes. I wanted to correct your caller that said of a contest who called, who talked about Bishop Took. Milt Gibson wasn't under Bishop Took. He was under Archbishop Bernard Fillet. He's still alive. And it's a Pius X society Mel Gibson was in association with. In fact, it's that very society that is right now in controversy with Rome in keeping the traditions alive, and they're doing a heroic job, by the way. Their masses are all over the world. They're throughout this country, and anybody can look it up and find them. But anyway, what I wanted to get at is this. You know, I remembered your comment about, you know, how you'd like to state so much in so little time. I've studied this for over 40 years. I don't know where to begin, so I've decided to go on a timeline with this. And it begins thus, after the founding of the Freemasons, we had Pope Clement the 12th in around 1740, who began to warn in an encyclical the faithful about sacred societies that were popping up all over the place. It was happening, when the Masons were founded. I'm not going to go into that, but it happened within 20 years after their founding. They began to make trouble, and there was a pope that paid attention to this and wrote about it, Pope Clement the 12th. People who are interested can go in and look up his encyclicals. I won't go into details. Next, we have eight mystics that deal with this, that had appearances, had apparitions, and so on. We have two Marian apparitions related to this, eight popes that dealt with this issue. We next have in the mid-19th century, Pope Benedict XVI, who wrote an encyclical called Mirari Vos, warning about these things. We begin to see things heating up with these secret societies. Don't forget, this is after the French Revolution. Pope Clement XII was before the French Revolution, warned about this sort of thing. We have the French Revolution. Then we have Pope Benedict XVI, Pope Benedict XIV, beginning to really sound the alarm about revolutions beginning to develop all over Europe. Now, I'm going to mention only four mystics that relate to this. One was a woman by the name of Anna Maria Taigi. She knew Napoleon Bonaparte's mother, was friends with her. She had visions, and she had many children. She's basically a saint, the Blessed Anna Maria Taigi, and she had visions. The end product of this is simply this. She said, I see, and I'm just only going to give you this phrase from one of her visions. She says, I see in those days, she said, I see Russians in Genoa, she says. Okay, so we'll leave Anna Maria Taigi there. People can look up her writings and look at the details. Next, we have Anne Catherine Emmerich, who was a stigmata. She was a nun, an Augustinian monk, and for 50 years had the stigmata, lived on nothing but the Eucharist for some 50 years, and discussed the utter destruction of the Catholic Church and the attempts by traditional Catholics to build it up. We'll leave that aside. There's some 4,000 pages of material for people who wish to go into Anne Catherine Emmerich's visions. Okay, so we'll go there. Now, next.
Sir, that's very interesting. I just wanted to get your take on the current pope basically calling for the UN to run the planet through carbon taxes. I need to get to some other callers, hit some other news. It's very interesting, but just wrap it up for folks.
Within 3 days after his ascent to the papacy, the way he acted told me that he was a communist ideologue. I knew he was Marxist. I studied Marxist, by the way. I've completed my studies years ago in philosophy. I took a specialty in Marxism and existentialism. I knew immediately by the way he acted that he was a Marxist, and I began to tell some of my friends, a few of whom quit talking to me because of it. The reason I say that is because of what Marxists will do once they get into your organization, especially the Catholic Church. They lower your gaze. Let's put it this way. They confine your gaze to the material. And that's precisely what this Pope did in taking the option for the poor. He didn't raise our gaze. He didn't put on the papal tiara so that we could look up at the papal tiara and watch him repose on his throne, to look beyond him, to be inspired by him and love Jesus Christ and the Blessed Mother. He didn't do that. He basically brought our gaze down into the streets. And it was upon that principle that I had decided that this is a Marxist, no different from Fidel Castro, who in the early 1960s did the same thing when he went to Harlem and began to butcher his own chickens in a motel there, in a hotel there. And did the same thing in basically drawing everybody's attention to with his option for the poor.
Very interesting, sir. Thanks for holding to tell us all that. It's complex. Very interesting to get the perspectives. All I know is this will kill a bunch of people, carbon taxes. Half the world is living at survival level, roughly, and you raise their food prices, it kills them. And that's what this will do. I want to get to a few other news stories, and I'm going to go to Tom and Matt and Paul and John and a few other callers here. But adding some of the news on the police front, this is the type of news we've got today. Anti-police protesters plan to disrupt New Year's Eve celebrations. All that will make is anybody that ever legitimately protests look like idiots. The Democrats, if you go look at the signs and the groups they're part of, they're all funding this. It came out yesterday, confirmed that the group funding the music video about killing cops was a $1.5 million Justice Department grant. I mean, you just can't make this up. CBS Boston, woman smears pork products on Farmingham police dispatch window. What is the point of that? It's just, we hate you, is what this is saying. Americans fighting with Americans. This will not reform any police problems. This will make it much worse. Police arrested a woman who came into the station, smeared raw pork on the dispatch window. Police said 24-year-old Lindsay McNamara walked to the station holding a Dunkin' Donuts box. She then said, "It's time to feed the pigs," before smearing raw bacon and sausage around the area of the dispatch window. LAPD ambush. Police call off massive search for gunmen who shot at two officers, shooting up their cars. Now Florida cops targeted. Deputies survived drive-by shooting. They were parked in respective squad cars in a church parking lot when three shots were fired at them from a passing vehicle in broad daylight. And here's the article out of the New American Magazine. Justice Department grants linked to cop killing rap video. A $1.5 million grant. And we played part of the video yesterday on the Sunday show where it shows simulated and real police abuses and then shows the rap stars putting guns to police heads and then gunshots. This has been airing and is a popular video seen by tens of millions in the week before the officers were killed. There is a move to get this going. Warrior, close quote, charged after threatening to kill cops and innocent white kids, said streets would run red with blood. A Chicago man was arrested after he posted a message on Facebook saying he would kill police and white children. Photos of white children accompanied the threat made by Aris Woodfin, a convicted felon, and obviously a moron who's going to kill people. Why'd he brag about it? He was arrested on, well, the other guy that bragged about it before he killed the two cops in New York. These people are just, it's just crazy. He was arrested on Friday after a woman in Alabama saw the post and contacted police. And it goes on and on and on. And meanwhile, Ja'Kari Jackson and Joe Biggs and Josh Owens were up in Ferguson when this all started, just to cover the truth of what was happening. And they would rubber bullet the press under orders and attack the press because they didn't want them there. And we criticized the police. It was horrible. We also criticized people running around burning stuff. And it appeared provocateuring was going on, but not by the police, by Democratic Party third-party groups, outside groups of white agitators. And then and we aired the video last night. In fact, we're going to go to break and come back with it. The classic trust fund 25-year-old Democrats with their officially made signs out there singing, "Deck the halls with dead police, follow the law, and kill the cops." And I bet you everything I own that some of them or all of them work for the Justice Department. I can look at the sacks of crap and just tell you I've been through it. I've been threatened by it. I've been harassed. I've had them pull dirty tricks on me. I didn't know what was happening to me 20 years ago when I first got on air. But by 10 years ago, I figured out their number. It's like Hal Turner, the white supremacist, attacking me every day on his radio show. Turned out he was a Fed, and he was told to do that. I mean, I just see three. They control the extreme racist whites. They control the extreme racist blacks. They want to get us all killing each other.
This hour of GCN programming is proudly sponsored by BlockItPocket.com. Protect your privacy and data and render your phone or device completely undetectable. Go under the radar when your phone's not in use with BlockItPocket.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hey, Boomer! I learned in school today that 60% of our bodies are made of water. Good thing we have the Berkey system. It's the cleanest, best water ever. Mom says it's because the Berkey filtration system cleans out the bad stuff and leaves only pure, delicious water. I know, right? You love it, too. Yeah, I'm thirsty, too. Let's go get some. Get Berkey clean water by calling 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Or visit GoBerkey.com.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
By the way, if you're a TV viewer, you can see this handsome shirt I'm wearing. We took the classical colonial snake of the 13 colonies, cut in pieces, and projected it onto the shirt, going from the left shoulder across your heart down to the lower right. It is a very handsome shirt. I get a lot of compliments on it when I wear it out in public or when I work out in it. And it's made in America. It's very comfortable. It's very affordable. It is available at InfoWarsStore.com along with the Molon Labe line and so much more, or MadeIn1776.com. I said I would get into the media singularity, so I'll do that. Go into overdrive and go to Tom, Matt, Paul, and others that are patiently holding. Media companies and executives on the hot seat in 2015, the New York Times. And they say, while it's great to see the economy coming back, which isn't really true, even though fiat money's been printed by the trillions, they go on to say that media, movies, cable news, but across the board, entertainment, is cratering. Well, there's a lot of reasons. A, you put out establishment bills everybody's sick of. But more importantly, there were roughly 10 million websites in 1996, 97. Last number I saw was 3 to 5 billion websites, web pages, not being counted. There's so many other pages. But there are billions of different destinations on the web. More people are getting cameras. More people are being journalists. More people are doing blogs. And so we were able to come into the new media early and grow slowly and become very large. But there's more competition every day. Of entertainment, sex, news, whatever. We're being atomized. And what is the singularity? It's when machines and technology get so incredible that it starts growing exponentially until you become omnipresent. The elite believe we're done, we're a joke, they're going to merge with it, they're going to be gods. I don't know if that singularity is possible. Sounds more like a singularity of destruction when all these technologies get developed and we don't know what we're doing with them. But there is a singularity, or at least a pre-singularity of information, where in the next 5 to 10 years, you're going to see hundreds of billions of pieces of content out there. I mean, YouTube, we could used to easily get, 500,000, a million views on a YouTube. And we still get millions of views sometimes and things like that. But it's much more competition. And people that were huge on the web are now tiny on the web. We're bigger than ever in the aggregate. But if you just take something like YouTube with so much competition, more than half the video views in the world every day are on YouTube. I mean, just the competition is staggering. Well, we are seeking liberty and freedom against all this other atomized, confusing cacophony that kind of puts people into a too much information mode where they just go into a catatonic state or give up. It's our job to point out in the scheme of information we really are covering as close as you're going to get to what's really happening. And trying to formulate a general idea to have a debate about the future of the human species. But I've got a stack of news about media going under, reality TV facing its own reality, LA Times, a huge rating slump across the board. Because the real reality TV is online. It's people that put webcams in their houses. It's people that put webcams in their offices. It's one website with tens of thousands and growing where people dial into business webcams with audio that folks don't know have been dialed into. Because they just use the default code. So what rose the new alternative media that happened to be Patriot in many cases because we cared about freedom, so we were there first, will also atomize us. So we better be getting bigger and reaching more people now while we still have a big voice ahead of the media singularity that I'd say is about 7 to 10 years out, maybe even quicker. We're going to go to overdrive. Main transmission's over.
Yes.
God bless you all. Going to take a few calls.
Radio.
Stay with us.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know the fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of silver.
Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com and to help others during Christmas by teaching them about the powerful benefits of silver. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.